Part 4. Identical Twins. You are going to hear a program about identical twins.
Welcome to our afternoon show here on Hot Radio. We are here for you and your stories every Tuesday afternoon at 5:30. If you want to take part in our show, just ring 872-982-2199. Today we will be talking about identical twins. And here in the studio we have Diane Ford from Chicago. Now Diane is the mother of identical twins. Her two daughters, Melina and Amber, were born on the 5th of August. And when I look at their photo, which I'm holding here in my hand, I must say that they look very alike. Diane is here to tell us about what it's like to be the mother of twins. Welcome, Diane.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, Diane, is it hard being a mother of identical twins?
I didn't find it difficult, especially because I took a year off work and had enough time to look after them. And I really loved watching them grow up together. The most fantastic feeling in the world was holding both of them and getting two wet kisses on each cheek at the same time.
I bet you never had a quiet moment when you were out with them.
I must say that when they were small, I used to feel like a superstar every time I took them out. People were just fascinated by them, especially older people who had the time to stop and chat. I couldn't go anywhere without people stopping me and asking me about them.
And how do you tell them apart?
Well, people are always asking that question. I think I must have answered it about 1,000 times. Well, Melina, who is 10 minutes older, was actually always a bit taller than her sister. So height is one way of telling them apart. But there are also habits that tell them apart. Amber bites her nails. Melina is always scratching her head. One likes broccoli. The other prefers green beans. And if you give them cheese and crackers, one will eat the cheese, the other the crackers.
What about their personalities?
The fact that they are identical twins doesn't mean that they haven't developed their own personalities and hobbies. Amber loves reading, whereas Melina is more interested in sport. They may be very alike, but each twin is their own individual person. It's fun to watch them grow and develop.
And do they play a lot of pranks on you?
Well, they try. But I am their mother, and I know them very well. So I normally catch on pretty fast.
Oh, hold on a second, Diane. I think we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello. My name is Blair, and I have an identical twin brother named Brian. I'd love to tell you about a prank I played on one of my teachers.
Go ahead, Blair.
Once, when Brian and I were in elementary school, we decided to play a trick on our math teacher.
You started at an early age, didn't you?
Yes. We were about 11 years old at the time. We were in two different classes because our parents thought it would be important for our development not to be together all the time. Now, I found math very difficult. At the time, we were doing percentages, and I just didn't understand a thing. Brian helped me, of course, but on the day of the test, I felt really nervous. I didn't want to fail. So I asked Brian to swap classes with me on that day. And we swapped. Brian wrote the math test for me, and I got a very good mark.
And nobody ever found out?
Mom found out, of course. She heard us discussing it in our room in the afternoon. And I tell you, she was really angry. We really got into trouble. And the whole school knew about it. After that, we had to have different haircuts so that the teachers could tell us apart.
And that kept you out of trouble?
More or less.
Oh, there's another caller on the line. However, before we continue, we will take a little break. Stay tuned.